This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are, me and Brendan. Brendan's over there waving away, having a good old morning this morning. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are on another wonderful Saturday. Appreciate you waking up to me this morning. And like the announcer said there in the little commercial, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're talking about auto repair this morning, obviously. And the show pretty much, we'll talk to you about anything automotive related, obviously, but alignment angles. Are alignments important for your vehicle? So always talking about that stuff. Sorry, I was just typing into the computer here. I think a couple things. They moved the studio around again, as usual. This monitor roams a lot, so good stuff. Yeah, call me with any of your automotive-related questions or concerns or just things going on that you know about automotive-wise. It's interesting to watch. Been having multiple discussions with folks about parts and availability and if things are going to be affected by the tariffs and stuff like that and different directions going to go. Always interested to, since the funny thing is, since COVID, we've had a delay on parts sometimes as far as that goes. It seems like manufacturers have cut down the years that they continue to make parts for. So a lot of times they got to go aftermarket on some stuff. A lot of different things as far as that goes that affect actually the availability and getting things. It's better than it was, but it'd be great to get back to the pre-COVID place where anytime we needed to source parts, etc., it was pretty easy to do so. Now sometimes you can have a little trouble getting things, or they're delayed getting to you from wherever they're coming from. So it can be a little tough here and there, but all good. It's getting better and sourcing it. So let's hope that what's coming now doesn't affect that thing. I don't think the availability is going to be a problem, but you might see the price change. That might be the problem on some of this stuff that's has to be imported that we're getting, as far as that goes. The good news is a lot of the big manufacturers, obviously even Honda and all them, working on making vehicles in the States here. I saw that Honda is bringing, Honda or Toyota is bringing their engine factory back from Mexico to the U.S. They're going to do it here. That way they avoid any concerns as far as that goes. So good stuff. We're going to be manufacturing all kinds of car stuff here, and which is good. It's good if we do it here in the U.S. Right, Brendan? So correct. Say correct, Mendo.
Correct, Mundo. Sorry.
At least you didn't break the mic this time.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. It's been busy this morning already.
Has it?
Oh yeah. Not only on like a techie side, because I'm producing a bunch of shows right now, but also on the phone calls here. So people are calling up a storm. So.
There you go. I don't know. Did you put any on the list?
No. No. It was just a quick. One of them was a quick radio question. The other one wants to be on hold. If you know who I'm talking about.
Oh yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't need to put that on my list.
No, I know.
So, yep.
Is it on your list? Because
It's not there. Yeah. It's not there. Yeah. So,
but if that person does have a question, I already told them to call back and
and call back.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good way to do it. Can't keep checking. So anyway, yeah.
By the way, to look up that news about the moving the. Oh gosh, what were you saying? Not the plant, you said?
Move the plant. Oh yeah, Toyota or Honda, their engine plant, they're moving to the U.S.
That's what it is. The engine plant. That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
I think I saw it was Honda, but let me double check that.
Yeah, I think it is Honda, to be honest with you. Because Honda already assembles several vehicles here in the U.S. They got several different places or plants that they assemble vehicles. So I presume they're bringing the engine part back here too, because that'll make it easier. So some cool new virtual classes for automotive technicians out there, for wanting to become automotive technicians. Man, they do so many virtual things now. That's stuff, one great thing that we didn't have before. So they do a lot of different great stuff that way now. So U.S. tariffs on imported goods from Canada and Mexico went into effect March 4th. A day later, they gave the automotive sector a one-month exemption. So automotive-wise, they're in a one-month exemption right now. So we'll see how this goes with the parts and all. Just depends.
I was going to say, is this because specifically of just how long it takes the parts to be made or to ship over here in the first place? Or... why do they get the extra month compared to other industries?
From what I understand, the automotive industry went to our president and said, "Hey, this is what we got going on. We need a little bit of leeway here to get things moved and figured out and what we're doing." So we gave him 30 days.
Okay.
So and it's all on the name of business.
Yeah.
You know?
And to be fair, too, the automotive industry here in America is very lucrative, too.
Quite vast.
So, yeah.
Quite vast. So, yes, there will be 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, though. So, one of those things for the high used car prices are stuck in neutral or, amid slim pickings.
Or, for that matter, less maple syrup in the world. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Why less maple syrup? Where's that come from?
Canada.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
All That's of it?
No, not all of it.
Oh, I was going to say, really? We don't have any maple trees here to get it from?
But they probably do. But people are weird with their pancakes. They put whipped cream on their pancakes and stuff like that. I'm just a simple butter syrup kind of guy myself. So, did I make you hungry now?
I don't actually eat bread, so therefore I will not be eating.
I thought you were
going to
go even. I thought you were going
to. But pancakes used to be amazing, especially like buttermilk pancakes. You got that taste of butter in them, you know, and then you add a little buttermilk syrup to it. And
I was going
to
say, there's like
you are getting hungry now, aren't you, Brendan?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say there's like paleo pancakes and I don't know if I want to say carb or something like that. But they have
low-carb pancakes.
Low-carb pancakes.
Yeah, I'm sure those are tasty.
They're actually not bad. They're not as good. I'll say this. Yes, obviously they're not as good as the buttermilk or the regular pancakes. But by itself, it's not bad.
Tastes pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so. Especially if you put pumpkin in it. It's delicious.
You put pumpkin in your pancakes?
Of course.
I think they put everything in everything, don't they? I think you can pretty much get
I think you could put pumpkin in anything, specifically that one. Pumpkin, you probably could. I see it in some of the most random stuff in the world, let me tell you.
The pumpkin lattes and all that great stuff, right?
Oh, man. When that fall season comes around, my poor wallet cries and my wife just cheers.
Well, because then they have pumpkin spice lattes also, right?
Yes, like PSLs.
We won't say which coffee place, but you.
No, but actually, it's every coffee place. How about that?
Probably too. True. Probably very true. Probably very true. So, yeah, one of those for sure. But that's okay. Hey, if you're enjoying it, man, if that's your thing, you know, nothing wrong with having a little pumpkin, huh?
Yeah, I guess, but you know.
Yeah. So anyway, so all good. Good stuff. So automotive wise, today we're talking about, alignments. When's the last time you had alignment done on your car there, Brandon?
I actually, you know what? Now that we're talking about it. No. I am due, actually. I went to this, when I did that whole coupon thing the last time I did it, they mentioned the alignment, and I saw how much it cost, and I called up another tire shop that I think you personally have said, oh, no, I've had good experiences at this tire shop.
Yeah.
And they gave me a much cheaper price than what the dealership was offering me there. So
why'd you do that? We do alignments.
And that too, yes. I should do that too. Either way, it could be much cheaper than
And the having dish. Some, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then so, oh, you were on your coupon free oil
exactly.
change.
Oh,
exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
And they mentioned,
I was like, coupon, what are you talking about?
You should probably do your alignments. And like I said, but that tire shop I was telling you, or I'm talking to you about, there's only one or two shops in the whole county that do alignment. Cause I thought, oh, it's a tire shop. They all will do an alignment.
No.
They specifically only have
most of them only do tires.
Yeah, exactly. And the actual alignment part, they only have two of their shops. And yep. It just so happens to be the two busiest shops in the county. So thanks a lot for that.
But. Well, that, yes.
Yeah. So,
anyway, but we usually recommend to our clients about once a year, if you're driving anywhere 15 to 20,000 miles a year, once a year is not a bad idea, especially with the roads we have here in Southern California, the potholes and that. A couple of those little dings can surely knock off the alignment just a little bit. And when you do that, then you get tire wear, which we're trying to prevent. You know, if you want to get the life out of those tires aren't cheap, are they, Brendan?
No, definitely not. Are you kidding me?
Whew. Yeah. So we want to make sure that we keep those tires in good shape, and we rotating them and aligning the vehicle is the best way. Also keeps the vehicle as far as driving properly and all that. You don't have to fight the thing, mm-hmm. You know, because we're always looking for worn parts on it too to make sure everything's good. And as you get into higher mileage, lower mileage. So like Brendan, how many miles you have on your car now, Brendan?
Both of them are getting around 86,000.
Okay, you're getting 000. Up around 100,000. So you're getting where we need to get a couple services in there and done too. Yes. At 100,000, like spark plugs, things like that. So,
oh, I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Yes, there you go. There you go for sure. So all good stuff without a question. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to chat with you about. We're going to take our first break. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Yes, here we are, Brendan. Once again.
Woohoo!
Brendan would not want to spend his Saturday morning any other place than hanging out on Auto Talk Radio, right?
That's right. Sorry, Russell. I'm just joking.
Russell.
Russell.
Little
Dale.
Rusty.
Hello. I don't know if he's listening.
I doubt it. Yeah. Does he like cars?
Oh, he loves cars. Are you kidding me?
We're going to turn him into a little automotive technician.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that.
You wouldn't
mind
that?
Honestly, yeah.
He could fix your car and yeah. you'd have to take it to us. Although we'll give little Rusty a job and you can bring it to us and he'll work on it
exactly,
for you.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for more, but it's okay. We can, yeah. Hey, so do you want me to mention a quick car show? There's only one to mention.
Yeah,
that's important. Because this is a Northern County one. I know this is technically not in San Diego County, but I'll still shout it out. It's in Moreno Valley, which is only a 30-minute drive from Marietta, which our station reaches all the way up there. So if you're in Marietta or Temecula, you can head up there.
Uh-huh.
It is the classic morning car meet at Arburgers. 20% of all the profits will go to the Moreno Valley Historical Society. This is going to be today from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So
nice.
Go check that out.
Nice. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. So, hey, have you ever been, speaking of car stuff and things,
okay.
have you ever been out to see the, where did it go?
Is it a new pickup?
No. Well, there is a new, this thing, man, clicking away here. Dirt to Dealerships, the 2025 Chevrolet Silverado EV ZR2 concept race is ready to race, they say. This thing does look like it's ready to race. Okay. But
so I did hear of this. Okay. I want to say, It must have been a couple days ago I heard about this.
I'm just.
What's your for the general concept of EVs? I think it's very fun to watch on TV, but in person, it's like, again, they're speeding as fast as any other car.
They say they're going to race this thing straight off the showroom floor in the Mint 400 this year.
Can I just say, though, that the fact that being there in person, because I have been to electric vehicle races specifically, it is the quiet.
Just for electric vehicle. These are racing across the desert.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were talking about one that drives on the asphalt and stuff like that.
No, this is a desert racer.
Okay.
Generally speaking, when an OEM reveals a concept car, it's all dressed up, model that can be only be driven at a snail's pace, lest something fall off. Chevrolet is bucking that trend and going full send with its 2025 Silverado EV ZR2 off-road race truck concept. The concept truck is set to tackle the Mint 400 in Vegas. So, now that is an official confirmation. Now, that isn't official confirmation that Silverado EV ZR2 is coming to a dealership near you, but we could feel fairly confident it's going to happen. When detailing the off-road race concept truck, Chevy admits that it uses 98% GM production parts. The automaker also said the Silverado EV ZR2 follows the same formula as the gas Silverado ZR2 and Colorado ZR2. So, there you go.
Are they, from what you've heard about the Chevy Silverado EV specifically, are they pretty reliable? Because unfortunately, I'm hearing like the F-150 Lightnings are sometimes just unreliable. But again, maybe it's just because
as long as you don't do crazy things to them.
Okay.
Now, see, if you want one of these electric vehicles all lifted and stuff, you got to buy something like this that comes straight from the factory. So
yeah,
this thing concept has off-road tune and lift suspension. Multimatic dampeners, locking differentials, underbody skid protection. The suspension is set up for 13 inches of front and rear wheel travel for encounters with challenging terrain, and a set of 37-inch BF Goodrich KM3 mud terrain tires to claw through as much dirt as possible. I love how they write this stuff.
Yeah.
The concept truck has a tri-motor setup, which is likely borrowed from the Hummer EV3X, but with the power turned up to 1,100 horsepower. 11,500 foot-pounds of torque. Huh. That's a lot.
I'm going to see how it does with the Rebel Rally. I think that should be a lot of fun to hear how that goes. Because Dave Stahl always talks to certain women who are in the Rebel Rally, and they'll talk about the specific cars and how everything works out in those vehicles. So
Chevy does have a 2026 Silverado EV Trail Boss that's set to release this summer. That's for everybody.
A trail boss.
They call it a trail boss.
Trail boss.
Yeah, oh, trail boss. Okay. Yeah.
Let me take a look at that one.
It needs to stand. If production ZR2 is coming, it needs to stand above the trail boss in the trim lineup. So perhaps 4-digit horsepower and 5-digit torque isn't so far-fetched after all.
Now that
the torque and horsepower they can get out of these electric vehicles is quite amazing. I will tell you that.
Yeah, that trail boss looks much better than the race truck, in my opinion. But that's because it's bigger, too.
So I wonder if they're actually running this thing, because the Mint 400 is taking place in Nevada March 5th to 9th, which means tomorrow's the end of it. So I don't know if it's actually out there or not, but we'll see.
There are actual live pictures of it if you do want to look up.
At the Mint 400, you mean?
No. The 2020, specifically the 2025 Silverado EV. There's actually like live pictures with people.
There are.
You can take a look at that if you want.
Yep, for sure. Yep.
It looks cool, I guess. It looks sort of sleek, but it's sort of just, it just looks really, really good.
Some of the cars were coming out with look pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, some of the electric cars, they're kind of unique. So, hey, there's my smallest V8 powered supercar again. So, just love that thing. A little pregnant roller skate we were talking about. Remember?
Yeah. Oh. I'm just trying to see again. Austin Martin one. The issue, usually is this after these cars come out, then starts coming out like either customer reviews or recalls.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the car's not reliable. Oh, this software system needs to get recalled over and over.
Well, that's going to happen on cars forever and ever. So,
but again, if we can just go back to what you were talking about, I want to say a month ago, you said recalls for automotive, the automotive industry were so few and far between way back in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And then nowadays, they just skyrocketed through the roof. And I have to say, it's down to the fact that our technology, we're trying to push it and push it and push it so far that the fact that we overlook a lot of things that that happens, and thus constantly on a weekly basis, we have to talk about recalls on the vehicles because of that reason. So we're just overlooking a lot of situations with these cars, the way they're being built and things of that nature. So it just gets kind of frustrating a little bit to me as a guy, someone who is not currently looking for a car, but he's just following how the audio industry is right
well,
now.
Well, yeah. I mean, still, the car's still, I'm still going to tell you something. Don't buy something that's first year model and it comes out. Let everybody else road test them and figure out from there. That's the best way to go. There's no question about it. So as far as that goes. All right. Why we're 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, happy to chat with you about. Sorry, I was reading here while Brendan's reading too. So different things. But yeah, you're disappointed that they have so many issues, huh, Brendan? That's pretty much what it comes down
to. Yeah, exactly. But here's so here we go. This is a perfect story just 5 hours ago. A study has shown, or I shouldn't say a study, but so far this year, just in 2025, 2.8 million cars have been recalled in total so far.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean about the frustration of the current auto industry right now when you start rating these things and you think, oh, I bought a new car. That means I'm completely good and nothing's going to happen to
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
So, and they run through issues. I mean, like the Ford with the 10-speed trannies had some issues, you know. There's all kinds of, So there's things that do pop up and come into play as problems. I don't know. If you've owned a GM, you've probably seen there's been a million commercials about lemon law vehicles lately. So I hear them on the radio and I see them on TV and all that. So apparently they're having some issues too. Everybody has some issues. So, you know, it's funny. But
like, here we go. This week alone, more than 170,000 Volkswagen vehicles are being recalled due to a loose engine cover, which would increase the risk of a fire, specifically.
Probably comes loose and gets on the exhaust and melts and catches on fire.
Mm-hmm. These are for 2024 to 2025 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sports vehicles. For those.
So if you own one, get it in. They're going to put some duct tape on the cover for you.
Duct tape fixes everything.
I got to be honest with you, some of these fixes, when you see them, what they come up with, you're like, wow, it didn't take much. You didn't put much into that.
Mine's just a screw, for goodness sake, into my key, and then that's it.
Yeah, well, it could be for that engine cover. Could be drill a hole and put a zip tie on it around holding it to something. Who knows? What? You never know.
I hope the NHTSA is looking into that part, too. I don't think a zip tie should be the solution to your issues.
How do you know? I'm just kidding you about that. But anyway, sometimes it's pretty simple stuff. Really is. So anyway, real quick rundown here. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, star certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years now. Boy. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue. AAA approved out there in East County for well over 12 years now. Doing the great West Automotive Group work out there. And right in central San Diego, West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and star certified right here in the Golden Triangle, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there in North County Coastal, taking care of folks up there for coming up on 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees coming together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service or repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course, but great card to have. You can continually use it. Don't lose it, but you can continually use it and save that interest no interest for 6 months, like using cash. Also get in, take advantage. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. Diagnosis of any type. We have a transmission issue, cooling system overheating, drivability, no matter check engine light, no matter what it is. Get your vehicle into us. Let's get it diagnosed properly. The best money ever spent on any repair is money spent on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. We'll save you thousands of dollars over the years and prevent unwanted parts replacement, which you do not need. Let's diagnose it properly. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and we work with a rental partners that are nearby if you need a rental vehicle while your vehicle's in the shop being serviced at all five locations. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram, where you send out tips and tweets and things like that. Good stuff. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News, or Auto Talk Radio, where we put all these podcasts when they're done. You can also obviously listen to us live if you just go to the Answer San Diego weekend shows or the Answer San Diego 1170 and listen live. You can also see the podcasts or get to see our show if you want to go to AM 1170 and click on weekend shows. And there you have it for sure. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. Happy to help you out. As we're talking all about automotives today. That's what we do, right, Brendan? Car stuff. It's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Probably because it's so cold out this morning.
It's true. And all that rain, too, this week. It was crazy.
It's kind of crazy. You're right. There's no question about it. So, yeah. Hopefully you had your wipers replaced previously. Not the burned out summer ones. They're smearing the water all over the windshield. So, but... yeah, it. We did get a good bit of rain, huh?
Yeah, and there's going to be even more this coming week, too.
Oh, it starts Monday again, doesn't it?
Yeah, Monday, I want to say it, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I thought I saw a line. So.
Well, that'll be a bit of water. Everything's going to be green.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Grow back up. Hopefully, we're not having any mudslide problems where we've had a couple fires. That's the other thing when you get too much rain afterwards. But, hopefully... hopefully we get things squared away there and doing good. So always concerned. We probably won't have any fire issues this coming week then. With the rain, it makes it stay pretty, prevent that. But, all good and all. So keep an eye out as always. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're talking about alignments and the importance of them. Alignment angles don't change randomly. There's a cause and effect relationship, obviously, between external and internal forces that can, after the geometry of vehicle suspension, that does affect it. The alignment reading for only one angle on one corner is just like having the outside temperature without knowing if there's a tornado outside. That's a good point. So good stuff there for sure, without question. All right, folks, give us a call here, though. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, here we are back at it, talking cars.
Already the last segment. I swear to you, this show goes by in a blink of an eye.
It goes by really quick. Talking cars is so fun.
It is.
Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. The number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, and we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need, anywhere from battery backups to, I don't care, everything. Alarm batteries for your house, etc. They have them. You check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Great stuff. So, good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're talking cars. Let's see what Mike's got to say. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? How you doing?
Good, good, good. How's the weather out there?
Good, 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 and getting better.
Good.
Yeah, next week's supposed to be 70, so
yeah,
I'll take it.
My pop said 12 days to spring. He keeps a good count on it, man. So I think he's ready for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I was wanting to know, what do you think about these mobile lifts? Have you ever seen these? I'm thinking about getting into maybe purchasing one or two and have exclusivity in a certain area. And what do you think about that as far as...
I've seen people use them.
Investment.
They're supposed to be pretty good quality now. So
right.
I don't know if there's multiple manufacturers of them now, though. But, I mean, the ones I saw, I think were made by Benpack. Which it was a good expensive, though. I saw the price tag on them. I was like, whoa. And what are you thinking about doing with them? Just putting them somewhere and using them? Or?
No, I mean renting them, you know.
Oh.
You know, get maybe a couple or so as far as the business goes, you know what I mean? I don't know what – I'm just wondering, you know, with the Sue Happy Society, really got to watch all your P's and Q's, I would imagine.
You do. And you mean like, so starting a little thing where you'd rent them out to people if they wanted to have one brought to their house so they could work on their car?
Right.
The only problem with that now is cars are becoming extremely hard to work on if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So
the weekend warrior kind of guy, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, half a day or whatnot. I just, you know, if you could plunk down, you know, what it takes to get one or two, and then, you know, basically pay for it, and you know, the amount of time, and then you know,
they used to. There was a up the street from me for a while, in the Escondido location, was a place that it was like do it yourself auto repair. They put hoists in, and they had like a technician that worked there, and then a guy that worked the front, like, and you could rent like a bay and work on your car, and the technician would help you out if you had questions or stuff like that. It didn't last very long. a couple years they went bankrupt. Well, yeah, probably not. But do you also the newer cars get the technology going now? I think, you know, if you did that back in the 70s and 80s, you'd probably have a lot more clients than you have now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
It's harder to work on vehicles today. That's for sure. So I don't know. It could have taken off. I kept an eye on it. It just didn't seem to do.
Yeah, no.
And I think these days with the difficulty and the cost of the tools to specialty stuff and all the stuff you need to work on your car, that most people are just like, oh, I'll just pay somebody who knows how to do it. So that's what keeps me and you in business.
That's it. Yeah, it gets, I mean, every year there's something new and improved, and then you got to get a new and improved tool. And it's a cyclical thing.
That is
but
true.
I just wondered what you thought about it, man. But anyway, hey, I'll let you go.
Hey,
I just thought I'd,
always great to talk to you, my friend. Try to stay warm there and rest assured, spring is coming, per my dad.
Yes. I am patiently waiting.
There you go. I bet you are. All always right, great man. To talk to you, my friend.
Take care, man.
You too, Mike. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So great. What were you going to say, Brendan?
I was going to say Benpacks. I noticed that they're made in China.
They are now. Everything's so made in China.
It's true.
Now.
So because of that, they're going to be probably even more expensive now than they were probably, say, 2 or 3 years ago, possibly, too.
Yep.
So
yep.
I would agree with you on that. Just wait a little bit
I don't
bit
know
longer.
If there's any American-made hoists anymore at all.
I have to look
automotive
that up.
Hoists.
I know that they're manufactured here in Southern California. I know that much.
Yeah.
But in terms of being actually made... I know it's in China. I'll look up to see.
Well, you mean put together here in the U.S., not manufactured? If they're manufactured
it says
here,
Benpack has been proudly manufacturing in Southern California since 1965.
Yes.
And in that time, we've been delivering world-class products and blah 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 blah.
But where's the China part coming?
It says here, Benpack has automotive lift manufacturing facilities overseas. Specifically in China, where our parts are made, it says. So.
Oh, so their parts are made there and they're assembled here then,
correct.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. So whereas before, all the parts used to be made here for them.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying it's probably going to be more expensive now than, say, again, 2 or 3 years ago, probably, yep, too. Yep. So I would agree with you in terms of just like in an investment into possibly your own new business, or say if you want to go and do that idea specifically, I would say wait another few years and see how maybe the tariffs go and stuff like that. So
maybe. I just don't think there's a big call for a lot of people to work on their own cars anymore.
It's true too.
Yeah. It doesn't, they're tough to do so. But if you did, having a mobile hoist would be helpful, because yes, you could raise your car in the air and it would be a lot easier. Oh, yeah. So it's just one of those things. But yeah. Very interesting. All right, let's see what Alan's got going in Chula Vista. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing? When you mentioned kind of slow this morning, that's what made me call in.
When I said what?
You said kind of slow this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I got a question about alignment that piqued my curiosity. We got cars recently from one of the good reputable tire dealers here, and they do a quick check on your alignment and everything. And I had alignment check, about a year ago. But anyway, I said, well, go ahead and check it. But they're only checking toe in, aren't they?
It depends. So now there's a line, like Hunter has an alignment machine that you can drive across the flat surface where they have the things mounted, and it'll check all angles temporarily. Then from there, you got to go to an actual alignment if there's anything wrong. But it actually recommends if it needs an car needs alignment or not. So it depends on the equipment they have as far as that goes. We've replaced every machine at all the West Automotive Group. We only use what's called the Hawkeye Elite, which is top of the line newer alignment machine, which we do a lot of different things with, and is probably one of the best pieces of equipment. So one of the things with alignments is I always say you could take a machine, and it depends on if the technicians really know what he's doing for alignment. It's not everybody just can't do an alignment properly. So even though these machines do walk you through it, there's a lot of things you still need to know to get an awesome alignment and get a car to drive properly. So,
okay. So is like front wheel drive cars, modern stuff, is it still cast or camber and toe in? Is that the
basic alignment? Yeah. Yep. Cast or camber and toe in are the basic angles. Yes, sir. But front and rear also, we also deal with thrust angles. And as far as that goes, that's another angle that you deal with. So, those are pretty much an SA steering axis inclination is another thing that you measure on those, because, if the SAI's off, you can have a bent spindle or things like that going on. So there's a lot of there's a couple extra ones that need to be looked at too. But the basic ones are right. You're right. Caster, camber, and toe in or toe out, whichever it is, are the.
So most everything is front wheel drive now. What about the rear alignment? Is that worth checking? I mean, is it?
On most,
if it has been in an accident, is it normally a problem?
We do four-wheel alignments on everything like that. Some vehicles, even pickup trucks, we still do check all four wheels. Some are not adjustable, though. Like if you have a solid rear axle, unless you've broke a centering pin or something like that, there's no adjustments on those as far as that goes for the rear. But a lot of front-wheel drive cars have rear toe-in camber caster adjustments on them also.
Wow.
Yep. So that's why if a lot of cars are four-wheel alignment is super important versus just doing a front wheel alignment.
So typically I think most of us old timers think about if you accidentally hit a curb hard or something like that, you always check the front wheel alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Even on a rear wheel drive car. But Is it the same basic principle for rear wheel alignment?
Absolutely. And not just hitting it. I mean, the biggest thing in San Diego here is the potholes. I'll tell you what, they can really knock the one good pothole can knock the alignment out on a car really bad.
Wow.
Yeah, and chew up tires like crazy. So that's the biggest problem.
Okay. Does that normally take care of, assuming your alignment's okay and you haven't hit anything,
mm-hmm.
is it okay to, let's see, what was I going to ask you? If you hit a pothole, does that mean you have to go get an alignment check?
Not necessarily. It just depends on how hard you hit in that. But alignment check once a year is a great thing. Now, if you hit a pothole and you're starting to notice the car pulls, steering wheel's not straight, anything like that, then absolutely, it's a good time. Those are good times to get the vehicle in for sure. But yearly, if you just get, you know, between 15 and 18 to 20,000 miles, you get an alignment done on the vehicle, it will keep the tire wear in good order. So a lot of times those potholes, they don't, you know, they just knock it a little bit. So as you go through them, but a big one can knock it out pretty good. So it just depends. Have you ever hit a pothole where you thought, geez, I thought it was going to rip the tire off?
Yeah.
In that case, the alignment was probably affected, I'll be honest with you.
So my indicator is if my wife said something. Why? How are you driving?
Yeah. What? Why are you? Are we still on the road?
Oh man.
Yeah. All good. But yeah. So you know, it just depends. But those do change the alignment angles. You can't. Anytime you bump something that hard, it definitely affects the vehicle. It does for sure.
Okay.
All right,
Brian. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Bye. Take care. So always great questions.
For sure. I did the research, by the way. Three automotive lift companies here in USA.
That are manufactured and produced
made,
here?
And made here, yeah.
What are they?
American Custom Lifts.
Okay.
They specifically make the Maximum One single post car lift,
uh-huh.
which is designed and built in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Challenger Lifts, which is made in I'm going to get ridiculed by my wife for saying Louisville, Kentucky.
It's Louisville?
Like, yeah, she said if she pronounces it as Louisville or something like that, she's
Louisville?
Like, it sounds like she messed up in speech or something. Anyways, yeah, so it's manufactured.
Is she from Louisville?
Her dad is.
Oh, gotcha.
Specifically.
Oh.
Well, in a very small city outside of that area.
Yeah,
but,
well, everything's small there.
Yeah,
that's normal.
Apparently him and Billy Ray Cyrus were friends back in the day.
Oh,
so.
Very cool. Did they both have mullets?
Yes, they did.
Oh, awesome.
And then last one I wanted to mention is Mohawk Lifts. Designed, welded, and manufactured here in the U.S. as well. So.
There you go. All you lift advertisers, you can send me your money for Brandon's advertisement that he just read off being U.S. made.
Exactly. Yeah, but so there are some lifts.
We have a bunch of challengers that we have in the West Automotive Group, so that's good to know. I thought that they were, but it's hard to keep track of now who's where and everything. And
it's
doing
true,
what.
Yeah. And in terms of affordability, are they about the same right now as say, what was the previous company we talked about?
Challengers are actually, probably. Benpack used to be a little more, but I don't know. They probably come down in price since they're made part of in China, but. Challenger's pretty good at a pretty good price point. So for being made in the U.S., that's a good lift.
Yeah, I'm looking
at the
price.
Have a lot of options.
It's honestly the exact same as a Benpack right now. But again, Benpacks are going to get pretty expensive here shortly too. So
well, the parts and end, unless they bring the manufacturing back here, like so many people
with
are
other
doing.
The industry. Yeah.
So we never know. We don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see for sure. No question about it. But So talking about alignments and that on your vehicle. So some of the things that can happen to like hitting those potholes is the cradle actually shift. You may not bend anything or wear anything out, but you can actually the cradle can actually shift on a vehicle, which then can change the camber and caster and that you by moving that cradle. So things that can affect the way the car drives and tire wear too and how that goes, you know. So these things, and tires are expensive, so we want to get the most life out of them, but you also don't want to be struggling against your car every time you're driving it. You know, you don't want to be it pulling you in one way or another. So,
yeah.
1/8. So, a bent control arms will change toe and camber alignment. Misalignment of these angles can scrub the rubber off a set of tires as fast as any lead footed teenager with an attitude. How do you like that?
Who wrote that?
Only 1/8 of a toe misalignment can produce scrub equivalent to dragging the tire sideways 28 feet for every mile. That's so you're destroying your tires is what you're doing, basically, you know, as far as that goes. And we want to prevent that, obviously.
Yeah. When you get brand new tires, can you just automatically assume they aligned or no?
No.
Okay.
Usually they don't. So but the suggestion to that is when you get new tires, you should align, have your vehicle aligned. That is the best time to start out with alignment for sure.
Okay.
And then regularly keeping them in good order, you know, once a year or 15 to 20,000 miles, or unless you incur an event such as a major
pothole
where you hit it and you go, wow, I think that just ripped a wheel off my car.
Mm-hmm.
So those potholes also can bend rims without question. That some of these potholes are quite violent, you know.
Oh yeah,
quite good size. So you want to be careful with them for sure. So if you know, if you ever see a vehicle like with one wheel that has a lot of buildup brake dust, it could be the thrust angle. This can occur on all vehicles with stability control, no matter the type of suspension design. So here's another problem when the alignment's out. The stability control and all that uses the alignment also, so it can apply brakes, things like that, thinking that something's wrong with the car. It's not driving properly or having an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all other things affected by alignment too. Also, thrust angle will mean an off-center steering wheel often. To a stability control system because it uses the clock spring and the steering angle sensor to determine all these things and use these safety items on a car. So all of this stuff is affected also. Changes in yaw sensor readings could be seen as understeer to correct the imaginary push. It thinks that there's a push on the vehicle. The ESC system will pulse the brakes for one wheel. And that's how you get a wheel with a bunch of extra brake dust on it.
Mm-hmm.
Customers may notice momentary pulls that go away with these kind of symptoms as far as that goes. So with today's newer cars, it's not just alignment and wear in the tires. It's also causing other systems not to operate properly,
mm-hmm.
which could be a big issue.
Yes, for so, sure. Because mm-hmm. when one problem occurs then and you don't fix it immediately, then another one will begin.
That is
then
true.
Then a bigger one. That then a bigger
true.
One.
That yeah. is true. That is true. So... that's the way it does happen, and there is no question about it. So it does, and it wears things and tears things up. We were talking about the cradle shift on the car. More and more automakers are offering all-wheel drive on an increasing number of vehicles, from small SUVs to compact sedans. Differential and suspension components of these vehicles are mounted on a cradle that may only connect the unibody in 4 to 6 locations. If hit hard enough, that can shift, and once again, the alignment's off. When aligning these type of vehicles, we pay attention to steering wheel setback and thrust angle. These diagnostic angles can help you determine if the cradle or suspension components are damaged. Most thrust angle problems on suspensions can be resolved with toe adjustments, but if the cradle has shifted, you may quickly run out of adjustments on the toe. We've had to loosen the entire cradle, move it, and reset it sometimes. They get hit so hard, knocked out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my goodness.
It happens.
People, so. Watch the road, please.
Yeah, well, stay on the road. It'd be a good
stay on
thing.
The road, too. Yeah,
stay on the road, you know? It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Loads affected, worn springs and bushings, worn out components on a vehicle, front end or rear end, you know, control arm bushings, bent control arms, tie rod ends worn out, the joints worn out, the ball joints worn out. There's so many things. Struts worn out will affect tire wear also.
Yes.
And then alignment over time, because what happens is a strut's job is to keep the tire flat on the road all the time, struts and shocks.
Yeah.
If they're worn out, then the tire's always got a jounce to it, and then it cups as it hits the ground and destroys the tire.
And that's every 100,000 to replace the struts and shocks?
Yeah, struts last anywhere from usually 60 to 100,000, depending on. We see them, if they're leaking, things like that, they need to be replaced earlier.
Gotcha.
So as far as that goes. But you try to stay on top of those things. All those items get inspected very well, the ball joints, tie rod ends, control arm bushings, all that stuff during an alignment. So we put a good eye on all those things, keeping mm-hmm. them in good order as far as that goes. So because if you align a vehicle with worn out components, the alignment doesn't hold. You're wasting your time and effort. So if something's worn out and needs to be replaced first, then the vehicle aligned and alignment will hold. That's what you're hoping for, right, Brendan?
Right. One very quick question for uh-huh. an alignment question here. Uh-huh. So this person was talking about their BMW E39.
Uh-huh.
And he in this picture, you'll see that the inner part of his wheel is getting worn out compared to his...
inner part of his tire.
Inner part of his tire.
Yeah, alignment's out. It's dragging that part.
One of the people said that you can remove the camber and the tires will wear straight instead, mm-hmm. And he's been happier to do that. Do you agree on that part?
Well, rid of on each vehicle is different.
Okay.
So, yeah, changing camber on a vehicle that is scruffing tires can help fix that problem, too, mm-hmm. as long as the toe and everything else is in.
Gotcha.
So every vehicle is different.
But don't generalize the
no,
whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, gotcha. No. So because okay. that works on that car doesn't mean it's going to work on a Toyota Corolla.
Right.
You know okay. what I'm saying? It's, yes. Everything's different as far as that goes. So you got to be very careful about that. So, and the only way to get a true alignment is with a qualified technician on a quality alignment rack.
For sure.
So that way we get them all in. And absolutely. It's aligned and everybody's happy and the car drives like a dream.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite
thing. Not a nightmare.
Nope, not a nightmare. All right, looks like we ran down one more show, one more Saturday. You're right, this goes by faster than heck, huh?
Yes, exactly. So, I think my son's already 5 years old already. That's how quick this
That's how quick this went by. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Make sure and tune in next Saturday as we'll be cranking along with Auto Talk Radio as always. We do appreciate your calls and joining in. We appreciate you listening. Everybody have a safe weekend. Be good. Stay safe. Keep the rubber side down. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.